The AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Babisha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Smallest state with only three counties, and the lowest state at just 60 feet above sea level. But this time each year, it rises to the occasion of hosting some of the most thrilling NASCAR racing on the circuit, dating back to 1969 when Richard Petty took a win here. But just 1 year ago, it was Truex time at Dover, with Ryan Truex grabbing his first win in the Xfinity Series and older brother Martin taking the checkers the next day in the Cup race.
Chastain goes really deep in turn three. He's not going to make it. Martin Truex Jr. is going to win the Wharf 400. For the fourth time, he goes to victory lane here on the Monster Mile, ends a long losing streak of 54 races, and it's an all Truex weekend here at Dover Motor Speedway.
A difficult place. Concrete is a lot different than, you know, what we do every week, and, you know, it seems to always be a place where you're guessing what's the track going to do on Sunday, and the veterans probably understand the place more than any because we've seen it do different things over the years. So we've had good cars and a good team there, and, you know, been fortunate to have a lot of good runs, so even a few that got away as well. Yeah, it's been a good place.
Ross Chastain followed Truex across the finish line.
Concrete tracks have been really, really strong for us. Nashville, Dover, and yeah, we've raced with the 19 a lot at both of those and hope to do it again. They got us on the pit cycle, the final pit cycle last spring at Dover, and yeah, super fast cars though at the concrete tracks.
Chase Elliott has felt the thrill of a win here, having done that just 2 years ago.
I don't think we were perfect, but we were kind of better than most and got ourselves in a position there up front to control the race and get the lead, and it went our way.
Alex Bowman missed the action here last year due to injury, but looks forward to his return today.
It's a place where I feel like I can bring something to the table and kind of make a difference just with the way I approach that place, but didn't get to run there last year, so hopefully it still applies, but we'll find out shortly.
We're about to hear the roar of the monster. We're at the Monster Mile, Dover Motor Speedway, and it's the Wharf 400 on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Alex Bowman would love to go back to victory lane. Hendrick Motorsports owns 22 wins at Dover, more than any other team. And oh, by the way, a streak of six different winners in a row at Dover, broken last year when Martin Truex Jr. grabbed his fourth win on the Monster Mile. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway. Thanks for tuning in today to PRN. Mark Gerwin, Doug Rice with you in the booth today. Pat Patterson out there calling in the turns in the backstretch. And on pit road, Brett McMillan, Wendy Venturini, and Brad Gilley. Engineer in charge, as always, is Harold Hamrick up here in the booth. Laura Beth Barnhart is our director. That's the team that's putting this broadcast together today. Wherever you happen to be listening and however you're listening, thanks so much for tuning us in. Stark difference from a year ago when we were at Dover and we were rained out by 10 o'clock in the morning. 83 degrees here when they dropped the green flag, and a beautiful day and a massive crowd coming into this place. As Mark Arrow said a moment ago, if it's not a sellout, you can see a sellout from where we are right now. Big crowd of energetic fans on hand today. Let's go trackside to get it started here at the Monster.
Dover Motor Speedway, this is the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome from the Aviators, Air Force Major Alistair Hollywood Latham, Navy Lieutenant Jim Zeke Lloyd, Navy Commander Jack Razor Gillette, and Navy Lieutenant Bill Offender Moyer.
Drivers, start your engines!
The command has been given. Let's crank them up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
In row 19, starting 37th, Zane Smith in the Focused Health Chevrolet. 36 belongs to Justin Haley in the Walmart Health and Wellness Ford. 35th to Kaz Gralla in the N29 Capital Partners Ford. Starting 34th, John Hunter Nemechek, the Acme Toyota. 33rd belongs to Christopher Bell in the Yahoo Toyota. 32nd starter is Corey Heim in the Dollar Tree Petty 75th Toyota. Starting 31st, Daniel Suarez, the Jockey Chevrolet.
Taking the green flag 30th, Todd Gilliland in the A&W All-American Food Ford to his inside. Starting 29th, Chase Elliott, the Napa Auto Part Chevrolet. Then it's the Morton Buildings Ford for Ryan Priest, 28th, 27th, Jimmy Johnson, the Dollar Tree Family Dollar Toyota. The Dex Imaging Ford of Harrison Burton will go off 26th, 25th, Corey LaJoy, the Gainbridge Chevrolet. Brad Kozlowski will start 24th in the BuildSubmarines.com Ford to his inside. Inside 23rd, Austin Dillon, the Brez Tree Chevrolet. Moving up to row 11 on the outside, starting 22nd in the Moose Fraternity Chevrolet, it's Ross Chastain. And 21st, Kyle Larson, the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet.
Row 10, starting 20th, Carson Hosevar, the Premier Security Chevrolet. 19th, it's Ty Gibbs in the Monster Energy Toyota. Starting 18th, Chris Buescher, the Fastenal Ford. 17th, for Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the Hungry Jack Chevrolet. 16th, starter Bubba Wallace, the Xfinity U.S. Air Force Toyota. 15th starter Martin Truex Jr. in the Bass Pro Shops Toyota. 14th to Daniel Hemric, the Poppy Bank Chevrolet. 13th starter is Joey Logano, the Shell Pennzoil Ford. Starting 12th, Josh Berry in the Overstock.com Ford. The 11th starter is Austin Cindric, the Menards Quaker State Ford.
Now the top 10 outside of row number 5 in the Action Industry Chevrolet. It's A.J. Allmendinger. 9th, Alex Bowman, the Ally Chevrolet. Moving up to row 4, starting 8th in the Pete Store Ford, it's Michael McDowell. To his inside, 7th is Chase Briscoe in the Mahindra Tractors Ford. The Mavis Tire Toyota of Denny Hamlin will start 6th. 5th, Noah Gregson, the Miller Tech Ford. Tyler Reddick, last week's winner at Talladega, will take the green flag from 4th in the McDonald's Toyota, with William Byron and the Liberty University Chevrolet starting 3rd. And on the front row, on the outside, in the Worth Ford, it's Ryan Blaney. And on the pole for the first time in 2024, the second time at Dover, the 34th time in his career, Kyle Busch. His speed in the FICO Chevrolet, 162.191 miles per hour.
And that's the 37-car starting lineup here at Dover Motor Speedway for the Worth 400.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you pick up a new pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Bosch Icon wiper blades have up to a 40% longer life than other premium wiper blades. The professional parts people will even install them for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
Back here at Dover Motor Speedway, the cars have fired up and are rolling off pit road, and we'll be ready to start the Worth 400 shortly. From Dover Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit Martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Just a moment or two away from dropping the green flag today on the Worth 400. Let's check in on pit road with our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters and get their picks to perform here today. We'll start off with Wendy Venturini.
Ah, surprise, surprise. I love going first because I'm going to go with the guy that's starting in the first position. He got a win, quote unquote, in my mind by starting on that first spot. Kyle Busch is going to turn things around, get a victory here at Dover, and take home Miles the Monster.
Covering the middle of pit road today, our very own Brad Gilley.
You know, Doug, it was a great story last year when Ryan Truex won on Saturday and Martin Truex Jr. won the Cup race the same weekend. Well, Ryan Truex won yesterday, so why not Martin Truex Jr. back in victory lane, a back-to-back Truex sweep here at Dover.
At pit exit, Brett McMillan.
I'm going to go with a guy who won on concrete last year at Nashville. He's had a couple of top five finishes here in the past. This time, Ross Chastain gets the job done.
So the cars are making some pace laps here as we get set to go green flag racing in the Worth 400. Let's go back and get another quick overview from the man up there in the tower in turn three, Pat Patterson.
Oh, thank you, guys, and happy race day once again, everybody. So excited to see this big crowd here today. So the first part of this race, what I'm going to be watching really closely is how these cars handle what is basically a dry track in this rubber that was laid down yesterday for the NASCAR Xfinity race. How much of that is left, number one, and how much will the drivers just stick to the bottom of the racetrack early on in this race to get a feel for what this temperature, 20-some degrees different than yesterday, is going to do to this concrete racetrack. Everybody says concrete reacts so much differently than asphalt, and they really punctuate that here at Dover. So I'm really going to watch both the exit of turn two, very tricky place to get off the racetrack, and the entrance to turn three. Overdrive it and you pay dearly on the other side. It's going to be a great afternoon. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're glad to have you tuned in.
Kyle Busch having a little bit of fun right now as he's bumping on the back bumper of the pace car with NASCAR pace car driver Jesse Dolavut at the controls. Now Kyle backs off. Apparently he didn't like the pace, apparently, on the racetrack. They're getting set now to come down pit road to set their pit road speed, their tachometers. 35 miles per hour is the pit road speed today. The pace car will run 45 miles per hour as they come down onto the pit lane under yellow. Today, stage one of the Worth 400 is being brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Some pretty big names in this sport have not gone to victory lane this year. They include the two drivers on the front row. That's Kyle Busch and Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman, Martin Truex Jr., Joey Logano, Ross Chastain. None of them have picked up a checkered flag this year. We'll see after 400 miles if they're poised to take one home from the first state of Delaware.
We want to remind you again, stage one is 120 laps long. Stage two is 130. That takes us to 250. Stage three, 150 laps long to get us to the finish of the Worth 400. Want to know, we're getting kind of deep into the season right now. And of course, there's a battle for the regular season championship. Kyle Larson, your leader, coming in. Martin Truex Jr., the second spot, 15 points behind. And Chase Elliott has made up a lot of ground in the last few weeks. He's only 22 points out of first place. William Byron currently fourth, minus 24. Tyler Reddick fifth, minus just 43 points.
Phil now getting in parade formation as we anticipate a start the next time by here at Dover Motor Speedway. And there is one car in this race that just jumps out at you, and it's the one day being piloted by Corey Heim. The legendary number 43 Heim, of course, relieving the injured Eric Jones, is carrying that traditional petty blue and day glow red paint scheme on the 43 mark. I've spent a lot lot of time as a race fan watching that car make laps all around the world.
With a big STP sticker in the middle of the hood. I mean, it does. As soon as you look at that car, all I think of is Richard Petty. End of story, period. Drop the mic.
And we'll give Dollar Tree a little bit of a plug because they are on the side of the car, but it just screams STP at you. Mark, I'm really anticipating this race today. This is a race that you're going to have to get up on the wheel all day long. One thing we're not going to be talking about today is fuel savings and trying to back off. You got to go full throttle at this place.
Got to be all out. And again, what makes this place ever so dangerous, you drive down into turn one and turn three. You drive up the hill out of turn four and turn number two. It makes it very, very dicey. We have some fireworks going off. The crowd is rising to its feet. Let's go to Pat Patterson.
Here's where we're going to start this race today. The top five rows outside row 10. Row five, it'll be A.J. Allmendinger and Alex Bowman. Row four, Michael McDowell and Chase Briscoe. Row three, Denny Hamlin and Noah Gragson. Row two, Tyler Reddick and William Byron. And leading us to green today in Dover, Ryan Blaney and Kyle Busch. Pace car hits a pit row. We're ready to race the Monster Mile.
Big crowd on their feet today, anticipating 400 miles of action. Two champions on the front row, Kyle Busch and Ryan Blaney. And Kyle Busch gets the jump in that outside lane, and he will lead this snarling pack down into turn one. He's already pulled away by about three car lengths. The battle is going to be for second behind him with William Byron and Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Blaney will get in front of Byron now as they race into turn three. Kyle Busch down at the bottom of the racetrack. The man on the move on the outside, Denny Hamlin.
So Kyle Busch is going to lead the opening lap. Then it's going to be Ryan Blaney. And then you have the William Byron machine followed by Reddick.
And we watch right behind Reddick. Once again, Denny Hamlin already on the outside groove here as he works off of turn number two in a fierce battle with William Byron. Here they come into turn three. Byron to the bottom of the racetrack. Hamlin to the outside. It's the battle for fourth, and it's on.
And right now it looks like that's going to be taken by William Byron as he slides around Denny Hamlin. And given Hamlin fits right now here in the early going, a very racy Noah Gragson in the 10 car is trying to take away the fifth spot from Hamlin.
Gragson drops in right behind Hamlin. Now they race down the backstretch, the 9 degrees, into the 24-degree banking here in turns 3 and 4. Everybody single file back to the stripe.
Again, Kyle Busch continues to lead. Everybody single file to get a little bit deeper in the pack. Leaders back in turn number 2.
We kind of wondered and thought this is what they would do to begin with. Get a feel for the rubber that's on the racetrack. See how it's going to handle. Kyle Busch now midway down the backstretch here at Dover will dive into turn 3. Holds his car right at the bottom of the racetrack as he makes the exit.
Come back for lap number 4. Busch has led them all. 6 car lengths over second place, Ryan Blaney. About 15 back to Tyler Reddick. And then it's William Byron and Denny Hamlin making up the top 5. And Pat, they've all got a nice little cushion between them now.
Yeah, they do. And I think that's the purpose. That's exactly what they wanted to do this afternoon. Get a feel for this before you go charging too hard. Get a feel for this tire right now. Once again, as Ryan Blaney starts to close down a little bit on Kyle Busch.
The defending winner of the Worth 400, Martin Truex Jr., riding in the 14th spot. He's now beginning to apply the pressure on Joey Logano, and coming up from behind the Truex machine, that's Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace closes in on Martin Truex Jr. Jr. takes a strong look at the number 22 of Joey Logano. He'll get to about a car length and a half off of the number 22. Into turn 3 they run. Once again, Truex trying to pick up another spot.
Not a great lap there for Bubba Wallace. He slid up the racetrack on the exit of turn 2, dropped further behind Truex. Truex right now trying to get after Joey Logano. That is a battle for 13.
Keeping about 2 car lengths, that's what Logano has as they exit turn at number 2. Logano lets it drift out next to the wall. Truex right behind him in his traditional colors for that number 19. Bubba Wallace starting to close in on the 19.
Now Logano's trying to close in on Josh Berry as we've now completed 7 laps here in the opening stage, brought to you by eBay Motors. Leaders again on the back straightaway.
Keeping my eye on Kyle Larson, getting kind of racy on the outside, midway through turns 1 and 2. Now he moves up and is trying to wrestle a spot away, and then he takes that spot away down the backstretch. Once again, move Kyle Larson up one spot over the 31 car.
Up front, still Kyle Busch, Blaney about 6 car lengths back, then Tyler Reddick, William Byron, Denny Hamlin, Noah Gragson, Michael McDowell, A.J. Allmendinger, Chase Briscoe, and Alex Bowman make up the top 10 here early on, and Mark, it didn't take them long. Pat Patterson's already talked about it. For everybody to decide to dive down on the bottom of the racetrack here in the early laps.
You can see where their right side tires, Doug, are wearing a big black streak in the corners And, Pat, they have certainly found the railroad tracks here early on.
Yeah, and that's what they intended on doing. I expected to see this, guys, right from the get-go here, is just get down here, lay some rubber on the racetrack. The guys last year said after about 15 laps, it really got racy. You could find some other racing room. And that's what we're trying to see as we move up towards the 15th lap.
Watching a couple of different cars here today to see how they perform. Christopher Bell had to have his car reworked. He got into the wall slightly yesterday, and so far, no big charge out of that purple number 20, Pat. He's mired well back in the 30s. Right now, Bell's running 31st. He may just be, like you've said, filling the car out.
Well, I think, again, that's what the crew chiefs want to see right now, is just get comfortable with your race car, see what you've got. Ross Chastain on the move in my end of the racetrack, trying to pick up another spot. But there are guys beginning to drift out a little further in the corners.
Watching Kyle Larson now, he's putting the heat on Chris Buescher. That's a little deeper in the pack for 17th. Just behind him, Brad Keselowski also inching his way forward.
Larson has already found out his car will handle up and off turn two pretty good right now. As he'll dive into turn three, he'll take advantage over Chris Buescher. Right behind him is Ty Gibbs.
Larson picks up that 17th spot. Traditionally, this has been a very good racetrack, by the way, for Chris Buescher. Pretty soon, he's going to be feeling heat, too, from Ty Gibbs, who's moving up.
Ty Gibbs has got a good race car, and again, he was always really good here in the Xfinity Series, if you remember back then. Right now, he's trailing down the middle of the backstretch, takes the number 54, works his way to the bottom of the racetrack, trying to close in on Chris Buescher.
Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brad Gilley.
Last year, Ross Chastain was the runner-up here at the Monster Mile. He's trying to work his way up through the field right now after starting 22nd. He radioed in and told crew chief Phil Surgeon, car is really tight. The biggest problem he's having is when he gets about 40% into the corner, he has to put way more wheel into it than what he wants to get that car wrapped around these turns.
First stage here is 120 laps, and that's a long stage, Mark, on a mile racetrack, so you're not going to have the luxury of coming in early and making change.
Doug, earlier we had the Progressive Insurance keys to victory. We didn't talk about it, but one of the keys in stage one, stay on the lead lap. If you have Kyle Busch out there with Ryan Blaney, and they've begun to creep away from the field, they're setting a pretty hot pace right now, so if you're in the back of the pack and think you have a pretty good car, you better get on the move.
It's not going to take long for Kyle Busch and Ryan Blaney to start putting down the cars in the back a lap down. They've closed within about a straightaway here at Dover, and they're closing rapidly. In the back right now, that's Kaz Grala, Zane Smith, Corey Hine, John Hunter Nemechek. Those guys are low-hanging fruit to be plucked here very soon.
Battle for the fourth spot. William Byron has it. Denny Hamlin trying to take it away.
Hamlin's been doing everything he can to try to find that position as they race into turn three. Byron is beginning to move up the racetrack just a little bit, and that number 11 of Denny Hamlin keeps him in sight.
That is a battle for the fourth spot right now. Hamlin about three car lengths behind William Byron. They dive down into the 24 degree banking of turn one and drift up the racetrack a little bit, does William Byron.
Byron has got a good race car. Once again, Hamlin had him a few minutes ago, and Byron was able to kind of pull away from him as they race into turns three and four. Right now, William Byron trying to close in on last week's winner, Tyler Reddick.
We're now reaching 18 laps down here in stage number one on the Monster Mile in Dover, Delaware. Everything has gone clean and green since the drop of that green flag. And again, our stage one here on PRN brought to you by eBay Motors.
Watching Kyle Busch, Mark, we've talked a lot about Kyle not having that top-end speed that we're used to seeing out of him. Not the case today, at least here early on. He is the rabbit that everybody is chasing out there. Got a nice little battle right in front of you, Pat Patterson.
Yeah, good shot there. Bubba Wallace going after Joey Logano to the outside. Wallace will take that silver, number 23, try to make the pass, work his way past the start-finish line. He'll pick up that spot. We'll continue to watch him now. Bubba Wallace got a good race car this afternoon and has had some good runs here at Dover. Here comes the leaders. Here comes Wallace again with that group. He's going to close in and try to make another move. The next one in line, though, is Kyle Larson as they race all four.
So Bubba Wallace has moved up to 16th. We're watching the in-car of Ryan Preece's Stewart Haas Racing Ford. A lot of smoke there in the cockpit. We'll have to see if anything major is developing for Ryan Preece.
And also watching now Christopher Bell. I think he's starting to get a little more comfortable with his race car as he's picked up a couple of spots here. Remember, that car crashed yesterday during qualifying. Not bad enough that they had to go to a backup car, but they wanted to feel their way around here in the early laps. We have now completed 21 laps here in stage number one, and our race leader by 3.9, or by about 3/10 of a second, is going to be Kyle Busch.
Hey, racing fans. William Byron here, driver of the number 24 Liberty University Chevy. I'm excited to tell you that Liberty is giving away $74,000 in scholarships. Winners can choose from over 600 online programs of study and join me as a Liberty student. Get your future on track today. Learn more about Liberty University's $74,000 scholarship giveaway at liberty.edu/24. That's liberty.edu/24.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer. Yep, that's me, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. You know what I hate? Disappointing my mom. Moms are impossible. You buy them roses and a week later they're dead and forgotten. Oh, the roses, not your mom. What if you could get her a real long stem rose that would last forever? Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com and see my famous roses, lavishly and deeply dipped in 24 karat gold. The only rose guaranteed to last a lifetime. They start at $59, shipped with your own personalized Mother's Day card. Only at IHateStevenSinger.com.
Kyle Busch with Ryan Blaney in hot pursuit have set a blistering pace here in stage number one of the Worth 400. They have just lapped Kaz Grala, and there's heavy traffic up ahead. We'll get back to that when we get back to the Monster Mile. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We've got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway. We're 28 laps into the Worth 400. Lap 120 is at the end of stage one. You heard earlier a report from Ryan Preece's cockpit that he was getting smoke inside of the race car. It sounds like the problem they're having is actually a little bit of rubber buildup on the exhaust. In fact, they said the 14, their teammate Chase Briscoe, experienced a little bit of the same in the cockpit. They're definitely going to be monitoring that. Alex Bowman is running 10th right now, a former winner at this track. He told us crew chief Blake Harris, right now he just needs some help with handling. Says he cannot lean on the right side. Then when he goes up a groove on the racetrack, the car just simply gets too loose and moves up even further. That's what's happening from my section of pit road, guys.
All right, thanks a lot there, Brad Gilley. Pat Patterson out on the racetrack. We may have a battle for the lead shaping up here. They've caught this lap traffic, and that's really let Ryan Blaney close down on the leader, Kyle Busch.
Blaney's doing a great job now, back down to backstretch into turn three. Kyle Busch has had to let his car drift up the racetrack just a little bit. He's looking for grip. Blaney is right there, car length and a half, but Kyle Busch pulls him down the straightaway.
They work around the lap car of Zane Smith. They're nearly nose to tail in turn number one.
Blaney, this is a spot where Kyle Busch likes to let it drift up. He stays down at the bottom of the racetrack this time. He's the leader down the backstretch by two car lengths. Here comes Kyle Busch, hard on that left-hand side of the wheel, pulls it to the bottom of the racetrack, and once again, Ryan Blaney will go in his tire track.
Very soon, they're going to be catching some more lap traffic. Corey Heim is not that far in front of him. We'll keep an eye on that battle, but we want to welcome to the booth Mona Dexter, Vice President, Military and Veterans Affairs for Comcast. And Mona, nice to have you here. I know you guys have special representation today on Bubba Wallace's car for the Xfinity brand.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
So, taking a look at that paint scheme, what can you tell us about Inspired It? We were bragging about it yesterday because it has shark teeth on the front.
Isn't that cool? Yes, it was a great collaboration with 2311 Racing and the United States Air Force. So Bubba's paint scheme is inspired by the Flying Tigers, who flew during World War II from 1941 to 1942. And the design is also inspired by the A-10 Warthog.
I thought that looked a little bit like a P-51 on the front end of that.
We got a battle for the lead. Sorry to interrupt, but we have a new leader, Ryan Blaney. Just got around Kyle Busch at the start-finish line. Kyle Busch holds on to the rear deck lid of Blaney, but Blaney has taken it over here at the Worth 400. Sorry, guys.
And all right, they're about to get more company. Tyler Reddick now closing in on Busch. It'll be a three-car fight for the lead in just a moment.
And Mona, we wanted to also congratulate you. We saw you walking around with some Vietnam veterans here earlier today.
Yeah, so Military Appreciation Month is in May, and to celebrate the month, Xfinity is debuting a brand new ad featuring those four Vietnam-era veterans who actually have their names on the hood of Bubba's car today.
And we've learned a lot. You guys got a special event. You had a special event at Dover Air Force Base. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, we were there on Friday with the veterans and with Bubba to reveal the paint scheme and also see the planes that inspired that paint scheme.
And Mona, you got a pretty big title here, Vice President of Military and Veterans Affairs for Comcast. What all does that entail?
Well, I have the privilege of leading our military engagement for the entire company. And it's, you know, we are committed to ensuring that the military community has the connectivity it needs. It has the opportunity for employment. We're a workplace of choice for veterans and military spouses. Our founder, Ralph Roberts, was a Navy World War II veteran. And so the military experience has and continues to influence our company culture.
Out on the racetrack, Tyler Reddick slides around Kyle Busch. He'll take the second spot away. We're probably going to have another battle for the lead. Mona, thanks to you and everything that Comcast and Xfinity does for our veterans and for NASCAR.
Thank you so much for having me today.
All right, Mona Dexter here visiting with us in the booth. And out on the racetrack now, business is picking up, Mark Arrow.
It sure is. And yesterday, Xfinity drops a $100,000 bonus on a single car team in the Xfinity Series with Anthony Alfredo getting that bonus, so that was a big deal as well. The leader, Ryan Blaney, now has caught some very heavy traffic as he works.
Oh, problems along the front stretch here as we've got one car sliding down to the infield. That looks like Todd Gilliland, Todd Gilliland spins, brings out our first yellow of the day. Looked like he got loose right here along the front stretch. Lazy spin, gets into the inside wall, but luckily nobody else collects him.
That saved the day, Doug, for a lot of drivers in the back of the pack who are about to get lapped by Ryan Blaney. So we see Todd Gilliland coming up. He slid up out of the turn. He got in tight quarters with another car, got turned. And then again, this is a self-cleaning racetrack. If you spin, you're heading to the bottom. It's all banked all the way around, including the straightaways. And he had a pretty heavy impact on that inside wall.
Gilliland's car now rests along the front stretch here. First yellow of the day in the Worth 400.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added nice?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
First yellow of the day, single car spin along the front stretch here involving Todd Gilliland. Pit road is closed. Will I ask you, why wait until the race is over to do a victory lap? In Las Vegas, it's all about how you celebrate. NASCAR fans, start your engines by visiting this site. Visit LasVegas.com. From the Monster Mile at Dover Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We're back at Dover, Delaware, where we've seen the yellow flag flying for the first time this afternoon in the Worth 400. Mark Garrow with Doug Rice in the turns. Pat Patterson, our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters, Wendy Venturini, Brad Gilley, Brett McMillan. They're about to get busy because the red light is still flashing on the pit lane. They're still working on trying to get Todd Gilliland's A&W Ford from Front Row Motorsports on the hook and off the racetrack after he made hard contact, spun coming out of turn four, and again, 9 degrees of banking. It doesn't sound like much, but Doug, the other day you and I were standing on pit road and looking straight up at the outside wall of the front straightaway. It is a steep incline. You're not going to hit the outside wall and not bounce down to the bottom.
This is an intimidating racetrack. Yeah. I feel like, especially, and I said this yesterday, television doesn't do this place justice. It is a lot more scary in person when you're here and you can actually see and experience the banking. They finally have Gilliland's car hooked up to a wrecker and pulling it off the racetrack. It's been sitting there for a while. Pit road, the green light has winked on, so that means pit road is going to be open here on lap 42, and we suspect it will get very, very busy. Let's kick it down to Wendy Venturini.
Yes, I'm positioned in the pit in area as they hit pit road. Tyler Reddick started this race fourth, is currently in second. He said it got better as they laid rubber down. He asked for no big adjustment, just a neutral adjustment from crew chief Billy Scott. It's going to be four tires and fuel for Tyler Reddick. Also in the sixth position, Noah Gregson has been super edgy on this race. They asked to tighten him up. Four tires, two tires for Noah Gregson. Brad Gilley.
William Byron pretty happy with his race car running up in the top five right now. He is going to get a four-tire change in Sunoco. Denny Hamlin, lightning fast pit stop for that crew. He says he's happy with the direction that his car is moving right now. Four tires in Sunoco for him as well. Brett McMillan.
Ryan Blaney wanted the car tightened up one number plus is what he said. So they did that with an air pressure adjustment. Four tires for him. Also, Kyle Busch said the car was just extremely loose, and he wanted that car tightened up as well. They did that with a four-tire change.
So as they came off the pit lane, it is going to be Blaney, followed by William Byron, who moved up two spots. Denny Hamlin also plus two. Tyler Reddick lost two spots. Kyle Busch did as well. They were four and five off the pit lane, followed by Michael McDowell, Noah Gregson, Martin Truex Jr., Chase Briscoe, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Mark, I've been encouraged early on here in this race that these cars have the ability to track each other down and make passes on the racetrack. We've seen good examples of that as we saw the lead swap and then second and third place change hands. So I think that bodes well as this race moves on today.
There's no doubt about it that the track is widening out. Pat, a quick observation on your part, and I look at those black grooves in the racetrack. They're edging further up there in turns three and four as they are in one and two.
Yeah, we've got a good track right now, guys, and it is rubbering in as most crew chiefs kind of projected that they would this afternoon. So I, too, very encouraged, especially watching those last few passes that were made up near the front and how the leaders were working around the lap traffic. We've got a good track here today.
Time now for an eBay leaderboard. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com, eligible items only, exclusions apply. Ryan Blaney is the leader of this race with William Byron second, Denny Hamlin third, Tyler Reddick fourth, then fifth is Michael McDowell, Kyle Busch sixth, seventh Noah Gregson, Martin Truex Jr. now scored eighth, Chase Briscoe ninth, tenth Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
11th is A.J. Allmendinger, Alex Bowman 12th, 13th Kyle Larson, Brad Keselowski 14th, 15th to Bubba Wallace. Chase Elliott rides 16th, Chris Buescher 17th, Austin Cindric 18th, Joey Logano 19th, Ty Gibbs is in 20th.
21st is Josh Berry, Ross Chastain 22nd, 23rd Carson Hocevar, Austin Dillon 24th, 25th Harrison Burton, Daniel Hemric 26th, 27th Corey LaJoy, Daniel Suarez 28th, Jimmy Johnson 29th, 30th John Hunter Nemechek.
31st is going to be Justin Haley. Ryan Preece will be 32nd. 33rd to Christopher Bell. 34th is Corey Heim. Zane Smith is 35th. One lap down is Kaz Grala, and they have taken the Gilliland car behind pit wall. He is being scored in 38th.
By the way, Doug, if anybody out there sees Alex Bowman, Austin Dillon, wish him happy birthday. Bowman just celebrated his 31st. Yesterday, Austin Dillon turned 34.
And as we pointed out in a pre-race show, kind of a big day here for Alex Bowman. This is his 300th NASCAR Cup Series start. That's a pretty big number, Mark.
It sure is, and it's been a roller coaster career. Now, he tells you that he wasn't satisfied with just 7 wins after coming into his 300th start. But, you know, he started kind of out, you know, pretty small. He wasn't with Hendrick Motorsports when he started running the Cup Series and has locked into HMS. And, Doug, they've done a great job from going from one of the oldest driver lineups to one of the youngest right now. Hendrick Motorsports right now set for a while with 4 very talented winners driving their race cars.
So we'll see how that pay. And you remember that all-star lineup they had there for that brief snapshot in history? You had Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson, Casey Kane, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. And you, when you looked at that, you thought, how can that ever be replaced? Well, guess what? Hendrick went out and retooled, and they brought back guys like Alex Bowman, Kyle Larson, of course, who is just tearing everything up, Chase Elliott. So they retooled, Mark, in a big way.
And William Byron, Doug, has very quietly turned into one of the biggest winners overall on the Cup Series. And some may argue he's leading the pack.
He may be the lead sled dog over there at Hendrick Motorsports right now. The lights off on that pace car here at Dover Motor Speedway in front of a really big crowd on an absolutely gorgeous day. We're kind of just celebrating this because the last 2 years we've come to Dover, we've had to watch a lot of rain and people leave disappointed. They packed in this place today, and they're being rewarded with some pretty good racing and some great weather. When they come back to the line, it'll be 47 laps deep with 74 to go here in stage one. Pat Patterson, they're halfway down the backstretch.
Yeah, lights are off on the pace car here as they work their way under the second bridge that is the entrance to turn number 3 on that front row. A guy that's carrying the colors of the race. Of course, talking about Ryan Blaney. To the outside is William Byron in row number 1. Then it's Tyler Reddick and his boss man, Denny Hamlin. The pole sitter, Kyle Busch, is right there in row number 3 with Noah Gregson. Fans are on their feet. We're headed to the Geico restart zone.
Michael McDowell got hit with a pit road speeding violation. He's gone to the back of the pack. Meanwhile, the top 2 cars lead them into the Geico restart zone. Blaney takes the green flag. Byron falls back into the clutches of Tyler Reddick.
Yeah, here we go. Tyler Reddick to the bottom of the racetrack. Byron to the outside. That's the battle for second as they exit turn number 2. It's Ryan Blaney with the lead. Down the back stretch he goes into turn number 3. Man on the move and a good battle for the fifth spot. Denny Hamlin almost loses control of his car. Has to climb the bank and will give up a couple of spots.
Yeah, he lost a couple of spots there. Blaney leads that high-speed parade down the front stretch into turn 1. William Byron right in his tire tracks, and then it's going to be Tyler Reddick. Kyle Busch hanging on to 4th.
Yeah, that 4th place battle is settled out. Now we look back at the 5th spot as they enter turn number 3, bottom of the racetrack. That's where you find Billy Gilliland and Noah Gregson. Gregson to the outside. Chase Briscoe's trying to hold that position.
Chase Briscoe, Gregson got by Hamlin after he washed up the racetrack. Martin Truex Jr. now dives inside his JGR teammate in turn number one.
They stay door to door in the 24-degree banking into turn number two. Now they exit. Here comes Truex. He'll pick up that spot, shove Denny Hamlin another spot back. Meanwhile, that battle rages on for the fifth spot. Noah Gregson and Chase Briscoe.
Noah Gregson's been real racy here in the outset of this race. Briscoe down to the inside. Gregson battling back in that 10 car on the outside. They stay side by side, rolling into one. Gregson has a little bit of advantage, but here comes Briscoe up on the inside.
Man, these guys are racing each other really hard on this restart. They stay really racy into turn three, but Briscoe is going to get that position. Slide Noah Gregson back. Everybody else single file behind.
Denny Hamlin again washes up the racetrack, but he does not lose a spot. Closing in on him is Ricky Stenhouse Jr., also A.J. Allmendinger and Alex Bowman.
They work the middle of turns one and two now, and they'll exit turn at number two. To the outside, Kyle Larson trying to get back to that groove he had in that first set of green flag adventures. Now down to the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to make a move on the number 48 car and take a position away from Alex Bowman.
Larson back in 12th. He slides around Alex Bowman, and the next person on his hit list is A.J. Allmendinger. Larson down to the inside of A.J. A.J. rides up the racetrack a good two grooves higher, and Larson makes that look easy, Pat.
Well, he's got a good race car. We've seen that and saw that in the first part of this last first correction of green flag. Now on the bottom of the race deck, it's going to be Alex Bowman who goes to work on A.J. Allmendinger on four.
Kyle Larson is up 11 spots since the start of this race. Allmendinger, Bowman, door-to-door in turn number one.
They stay door-to-door now. He slides up the racetrack ever so slightly. Still a good battle. Four cars door-to-door as they race off turn number two. Down the backstretch they go. A.J. Allmendinger finally gives up that spot, and Bowman takes over midway off the corner.
By the way, they did get Todd Gilliland's car refired. He is back out on the racetrack being scored minus six laps. Right now, pretty good battle here shaping up. It looks like Chase Elliott's taken to the high side down in turn one, battling out there for another spot and position on the racetrack.
You can tell there's some good rubber on the outside, and we've got a good second groove right now. Chase Elliott taking advantage of it a minute ago. Now he'll take the number nine Napa car to the bottom of the racetrack around Brad Keselowski on four.
So Elliott now in 13th as we go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Wendy Venturini.
Yeah, funny you guys are talking about that clean lane. Chase Elliott was talking under that caution about which lane to take. Of course, Alan Gustafson was saying, this is what my opinion is, and there was a disagreement with Chase Elliott. Ultimately, Alan said, you're in the driver's seat. Pick whatever lane you feel you can pass the most amount of cars. Chase Elliott said, the top is clean, the bottom is not. I'm going to go where everyone else is not. He started 29th and has moved up to 13th.
Chris Buescher just overpowered Bubba Wallace at the exit of turn four. So move Buescher up to 15th as Wallace now has dropped to 16th.
Wallace down on the bottom of the racetrack for this time around, and that's well back about half a lap behind the leaders right now. That leader is Ryan Blaney, and Mark, he's been able to carve out about a half-second advantage since we dropped the green.
He has ever so slightly begun to creep away from William Byron. Last time by, Blaney ran the fastest lap, Byron the third quickest lap in this event. So the top five, Doug, running very, very quick right now, have kind of settled in. Again, watching Kyle Larson. He's the man on the move. Again, from the outside, he blows by Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Kyle Larson is now up 12 spots. He's in turn number two.
Larson working off of turn number two now. Will set his sights on Denny Hamlin. Got another good battle behind those guys a few minutes away. Here goes Martin Truex Jr. as he'll make a pass on Chase Briscoe's car, who seems to be kind of going away. Kyle Larson almost in the middle of that one as well.
That's a battle for seventh here as he gets around the Briscoe car. Next in line, it's going to be Denny Hamlin and then Kyle Larson. And that's a bit of a crowded knot out there.
Yeah, it is right now as you watch Denny Hamlin get back to the gas as hard as he can into turn number three. He'll work underneath Chase Briscoe. He's got to go because Larson's right there.
Briscoe hung up on the outside of the racetrack. Can he drop down and make the block on Larson? We'll have to wait and see again in turn number one. They hit the banking, now work their way in turn number two.
Larson lets the car slide up the racetrack ever so slightly, now works up next to the wall off of turn number two and move that blue and white number five up another spot. He takes past, he gets past Briscoe, and it's behind him is Christopher Bell, now goes to work on Briscoe.
Since the start of the race, Kyle Larson has picked up 12 positions. He's about ready now to go up and battle with Denny Hamlin. He is up there now fighting for that seventh position as they roll out of turn two.
He has got a very fast car, and he's trying to make the most of these tires right now as he works down the backstretch. Kyle Larson about 4 to 5 cars off of Denny Hamlin as they work through the middle and off of four.
Martin Truex Jr. now going to work on Noah Gregson. Gregson puts on the block at the exit of turn four. He'll try to do it again, but slides up the racetrack in turn number two.
Truex taking his time, but he does get door to door. Now he'll kind of force him to the outside a little bit. Martin Truex Jr. stays door to door now into turn three. He'll go to the bottom and he'll get around Gregson, and that opens the door for Denny Hamlin, who's there.
Well, the door got open, but Denny Hamlin wasn't able to step through it. He's now back behind Noah Gregson, and that's going to mean that he'll have to hold off the assault here from Kyle Larson, who dives low looking for a way to get her underneath Hamlin.
That's a fast Chevrolet this afternoon for Kyle Larson, and Denny Hamlin's doing his best to hold on to that spot. Underneath the bridge they run here in turn number three. This time Hamlin's going to slide up the racetrack, but Larson is there, can't take advantage this time.
Hamlin on offense and defense, trying to get by Noah Gregson and hold off Kyle Larson. Those three cars nose to tail now as they work their way down to one.
Noah Gregson ain't going to make it easy on Denny Hamlin. He's going to make him work for that spot. Hamlin's got to go. Larson's right there down the backstretch. Hamlin and Larson stay door to door with each other. Now here comes Larson to the outside, but he's going to have Noah Gregson right in front of him. They work back to the stripe. It's a good battle as they head back into turn number one. To the outside once again is Hamlin trying to make a move, and Noah Gregson is right in the middle of this as they work off and under the pedestrian bridge off of turn number two. This is a really, really good fight here at the Monster Mile. Here goes Larson once again, guys. He wants to get around Gregson.
Noah Gregson held him up for a full lap there, and finally Kyle Larson dives beneath him off the exit of four, but here comes Gregson saying, hold on, I want to keep this spot. He's in a good battle with Larson. Larson up top, Gregson down below. Denny Hamlin right now trying to decide who he's going to follow.
Hard to not look at this battle on the racetrack. As they race into three, Larson starts to stretch it out, and it's Christopher Bell now who's trying to make a move and get into the middle of this fight with Hamlin.
Also, Alex Bowman has joined the fight, the Ally Chevrolet, trying to catch the Hamlin Toyota, while Hamlin now drives inside of Noah Gregson.
The one thing I'm noticing about Denny's car is he can go about anywhere he wants to on the racetrack, and he proved that a minute ago in this traffic. Here they come into turn number three. Hamlin now is trailing Larson, and here comes Christopher Bell trying to make a move on Noah Gregson off four.
Noah Gregson qualified that Miller Tech Ford in the fifth spot, and he's showing right now with this performance that wasn't a fluky lap. He is really putting up a fight out there as Noah Gregson stayed inside the top 10 as he is running eighth right now as we have completed 68 laps of the Worth 400.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, C-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want C-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with C-Max.
Back in Dover, Delaware, 49 laps to go in stage number one of the Worth 400, brought to you by eBay Motors. Need to document that Ryan Preece has taken his Stewart Haas Racing Ford to the garage area. That smoke inside the cockpit tried to fix it on pit lane, couldn't figure it out. He is now gone to the garage area. We'll try to update you on that situation as more information becomes available. So far today, the Xfinity fastest lap belongs to Ryan Blaney right now, who's been out front for 39 laps and counting. His fastest lap, lap number two, 156.413 miles per hour. Now, Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and a connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because you only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com. We'll have more from the Monster Mile. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway. We're 76 laps into the Worth 400. Ryan Blaney leading William Byron right now. And in fourth place is our pole sitter, Kyle Busch. So we're 20 degrees warmer than we were yesterday, and it's showing on the track. We're laying down a lot more rubber than we were doing in practice to end the Xfinity race yesterday.
And we're about to get a battle for the lead here. It is Ryan Blaney with the lead, but William Byron's going to challenge him as they head down to turn one. Byron looks to the high side. We'll see if Blaney can hold him off as they roll into two.
Here they come off of turn number two down the backstretch. William Byron will duck to the inside now, try to make the move and take the position into turn three. They stay side by side. William Byron battling for the lead here in the Worth 400. He drives off of turn number four, and he's got the lead.
He slides up in front of Ryan Blaney, becomes the third different leader in this event today. Need to document as well, Martin Truex Jr. continues his march to the front. He just passed Kyle Busch, make Truex fourth, Busch in the fifth spot as they work out of turn two.
And he's got a long way to go to catch up to Tyler Reddick, and Reddick is about to catch the front bunch as well, as the 12 car can see Reddick big time in the mirror, guys.
Tyler Reddick right now in that number 45 car, that he looks really sporty, Pat. He has been gaining steadily on the top two. I don't think it's going to be long before he runs down Blaney.
Nothing makes you more confident than taking a checkered flag home last weekend in Talladega, and he did that. Here he comes now, closing it down to about six car lengths off the second place running now, Ryan Blaney, leader off four.
Need to document again, we talked about how Hendrick Motorsports has won 22 times here at Dover, more than any other team. When Alex Bowman won here a couple of seasons back, led a 1-2-3-4 sweep for Hendrick Motorsports. And right now, Doug, Byron's first, Larson sixth, Bowman eighth, Chase Elliott ninth. Looks like they came loaded for bear again.
And it looks like the best hope for Ford right now has been represented by Ryan Blaney. Not a big surprise. He qualified on the front row. He's raced well. He just gave up the lead, though, to William Byron. And he's about ready to give up second place here, I think, to Tyler Reddick in the next couple of laps.
Reddick works off of turn at number two now and will move within about four car lengths of Ryan Blaney, who's in that second spot. Reddick this afternoon with the Big Mac colors on his race car goes to work, uses the outside off four.
Right now, Pat, we talked about it a little while ago, but it is getting awful dark and awful black on the white concrete in both of these corners. A lot of rubber being laid down, and the track is getting really wide.
Yeah, this is what everybody wanted. This is the same tire we used last year at this race, and it did exactly the same thing. Got us a real good racing surface right now. Watching this battle for second, guys. Here comes Reddick on Blaney.
Tyler Reddick now closing in on Ryan Blaney. William Byron hasn't driven away from Blaney. We'll call it about five car lengths, and that's about the distance from Blaney back to third place running Tyler Reddick.
Well, it's about to get real fun, too, Doug, because what we're going to see here momentarily in the next few laps is the leader's going to start catching this lap traffic, and William Byron is really, really good at that, but it's going to be fun to watch these other cars try to run him down when he gets held up.
And the first car at the tail end of that pack is Zane Smith. And again, he goes way up the racetrack. Leaders start to close in on him. Top three, again, about two car length separation. Then three more back to Martin Truex Jr. in fourth, Kyle Busch in fifth. And then you have Larson and Hamlin next in line. And right now it's time for a leaderboard brought to you by Rheem. Visit Rheem.com to find a contractor near you. Rheem, provider of a new degree of comfort and proud sponsor of Christopher Bell in the number 20 Toyota. William Byron is your leader. He's led eight laps so far here in stage number one. Ryan Blaney second. Tyler Reddick is third. Martin Truex Jr. fourth. Fifth is Kyle Busch. Kyle Larson is sixth. Seventh, Denny Hamlin. Eighth, Alex Bowman. Ninth, Chase Elliott. Tenth is Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Riding 11th is A.J. Allmendinger. Noah Gregson, 12th. Brad Keselowski, 13th. Bubba Wallace, 14th. 15th to Chris Buescher. Ross Chastain has clawed his way up to 16th. 17th is Ty Gibbs. Austin Cindric, 18th. 19th, Chase Briscoe. And 20th is Josh Berry.
Christopher Bell now has moved up to the 20th spot. Briscoe loses two, so Berry 19th, Bell 20th. Briscoe now 21st, Joey Logano 22nd. Daniel Hemric is 23rd, 24th, Corey LaJoy, Carson Hocevar 25th, 26th, John Hunter Nemechek, Austin Dillon 27th, 28th is Daniel Suarez, Corey Heim in for the injured Eric Jones 29th. 30th is Harrison Burton.
Jimmy Johnson rides 31st. 32nd is Michael McDowell. Justin Haley, 33rd. 34th is Zane Smith. Being scored minus two laps in 35th is Kaz Grala. Minus seven after his spin along the front stretch is Todd Gilliland. Ryan Preece is off. They had the smoking in the cockpit issue. His car right now is in the garage. And that's the full field rundown brought to you by Rheem. Let's go downstairs now to Brett McMillan.
We were talking about what Kyle Busch was talking about, the tires. And he said that the tires now, with the heat about 20 degrees warmer than yesterday, the tires are taking to the track a lot better than they saw during practice yesterday. And that's one of the reasons he's feeling pretty good. Right now, he's hanging in the top five. Now, for Ryan Blaney, he has dropped from the lead into second place right now and has Tyler Reddick looming right behind him. He says that he needs to be tightened up to the center of the corner. During the first run, he complained about his entry and exit, wanted to be tightened up there. Now the center is his biggest problem. He's loose through the turn and wants some help there.
The biggest movers, by the way, since the start of this race, Chase Elliott up 20, Kyle Larson up 15, Christopher Bell plus 13, plus 11 for Martin Truex Jr. and Brad Keselowski. The big losers, Michael McDowell has lost 24 spots, Chase Briscoe 14.
Michael McDowell had to suffer a speeding penalty, and that's really what cost him a lot of that track position.